That was Tinseltown Swimming in Blood, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was Destroyer.
FM Fear.
It is 11 o'clock and time for the news headlines. Biden authorizes Ukraine to strike inside Russia with U.S. missiles. And there's a decline in asylum applications in Austria. Here's Elizabeth Alcock and the FM Fear News.
Moscow has reacted angrily to the U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to strike deeper inside Russia. The Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov today said that the decision would lead to a rise in tension and deepen the involvement of the United States in the conflict, adding Biden was adding fuel to the fire and seeking to escalate the conflict in Ukraine. However, the Ukrainian MP for Odessa, Oleksiy Goncharenko, has welcomed the news.
It's a pity that it took 1,000 days to make this decision finally, but better later than never. We all understand that President Biden is leaving and we don't know what Trump thinks about it, but in any way, that's a very important step. This will give us possibility to save hundreds of lives.
The annual G20 summit gets underway today in Brazil with the leaders of the world's 20 largest economies, bracing for a shift in the global order with the return to power of the U.S. president-elect Donald Trump. The agenda for the summit, which focuses on sustainable development, taxing the super rich and fighting poverty and hunger, could soon lose steam when Trump starts dictating new global priorities when he enters the White House in January. Authorities in India's capital have shut schools, halted construction and banned non-essential trucks from entering the city after air pollution shot up to its worst level this season. Residents of New Delhi on Monday woke up to thick, toxic smog enveloping the city of some 33 million. In several areas of the city, pollution levels were more than 50 times higher than the World Health Organization's recommended safe limit. Forecasts say the poor air quality will continue into the week. And the number of people seeking asylum in Austria rose sharply in October, but remained well below the level of 2023. Almost 2,500 asylum applications were received, the second highest monthly figure this year, but 76% fewer than at the same time last year. Austria is on track to record its lowest number of asylum applications since 2020 and has fallen to seventh place in the EU with regard to asylum seekers per capita. Now a look at the weather. Some rain on the north side of the Alps and in the east with strong westerly winds. Elsewhere cloudy with the occasional sunny spell, and temperatures will range from 2 to 12 degrees.
Awesome, Liz. Thank you.
Lights up.
You're an old baby. FM Fear.
I close my eyes.